This is Mike Harbath, President and CEO of Revenue Rocket, and another Shoot the Moon podcast for this week in June of 2021. As you guys all know, if you're a regular listener to this podcast, Revenue Rocket is the premier M&A and growth strategy advisor to IT services companies worldwide. Here with me today, I'm lucky enough to have my partners, Matt Lockhart and Ryan Barnett, to talk about sell side readiness. What's needed if you're a seller in the market and what you need to get your company together to be ready to sell. Ryan and Matt, welcome.
Hey, Mike. Thank you so much for having us today. This is a huge topic, and it's something in which you're looking out the window and wondering, hey, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? And what I'm working on, what I want to be doing. So I'd love to talk to Matt and you today and kind of dig in into what does a seller really need to do to be ready to list their business and actually put it for sale. And Matt, I'd love to hear from you and hello, and kind of I'd love to hear you kick it off and understand. Start. What's the mindset a seller needs to be in to even start?
Yeah, Ryan, I think that it's a really important piece for, you know, we deal with a lot of founder-led businesses, and that's very traditional in the IT services space. And, you know, these founders have done a wonderful job. They've grown a business. They've added value to their customers. They've employed a lot of people. You know, they've got a sense of sort of ownership, obviously, you know, real ownership, but then sort of that emotional, personal ownership within their business. And approaching that opportunity to make a change and to sell the business can be, you know, hard and emotional. And so, you know, one of the things that we advise potential sellers is to really take some time to work through that and to think about the next chapter of their lives, to, you know, think about, you know, getting the benefits of selling the business and or becoming part of a larger organization, whatever that chapter may be. It's important to think through that and to be emotionally ready to make a change for a new chapter. You know, obviously there's a lot of benefits financially, personally, et cetera, but part of it is in being ready to let go. And that's kind of the pre-readiness readiness. And that doesn't mean that a firm, you know, is gonna, you know, sell the business in 2 months, right? It can take a bit of time. You can be ready, but kind of be ready opportunistically as well as being ready to enter into a structured process. But either of those means that that first step is you've made the decision that you're open to a new chapter and the unknown of that new chapter.
Yeah, for sure, man. I think, you know, when I think about readiness, certainly mental readiness and mental toughness are required, right? This is hard stuff. If you're going to enter into a dialogue with a buyer, these are very emotional conversations that tend to happen over time, because you've built this business and now it's time for you to transition its ownership and leadership. Generally to someone else, even if you're sticking around and running the business, having a different owner in the business changes that paradigm. And I think not only being ready, to make that transition, but also being ready to go through the journey. The journey of selling the business is tough. It's been called the most unnatural act in business for a reason. It is very, very challenging. There's a lot of things to negotiate. There's a lot of emotional ups and downs. There's a lot of reasons why the deal could come apart. What brokers like Revenue Rocket do is we help keep it together. We help facilitate and find a middle ground, which is where fair deals happen. And I would tell you that all deals have to be fair or they don't happen. And so understanding that and coming into that and realizing that will help you be in a position to kind of weather the storm. I don't want to make it sound like it's all, you know, sunshine and moonbeams or gloom and doom as it relates to doing M&A, but you should know that there is a variety of things to be concerned about and, you know, being ready emotionally to transition and let go of the business and to be able to move through that process, whether it's a structured process where someone like Revenue Rocket would bring you to market and ultimately get the firm sold, or whether it's one in which you're approached by a suitor. You know, there's certainly a lot of things that, a lot of boxes that need to get checked, so to speak, in order to get from that conversation to a closed deal.
Yeah, and what's interesting on this process, and we've seen this on nearly every time we bring a company to market, is invariable, you'll look and talk to suitors, but along the way, you'll eventually go, gosh, why aren't I buying a company? Mike or Matt, any idea where that, why that happens? I mean, we see it nearly every time.
Well, I'll jump in on that. I think people oftentimes think that their business maybe is worth more than it probably is. And they say, geez, you know, maybe we should not be sellers, but we should be buyers. Because at these types of prices, we can do acquisitions. And that is true. That is true. But I think when push comes to shove, if you're prepared to exit, you do have to have some level set on, you know, what businesses are worth. That's part of why a relationship with an advisor is important, because you're going to get a market-based evaluation of your business. You're going to be able to make a decision on whether you should be a seller. And oftentimes there is a bit of a disconnect between, you know, what the true value of the business is and to, you know, what your perceptions of that value are. I think most entrepreneurs think their business is worth more than it is, as a general statement, because they put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that business. And you have to have sort of that reality check early on to know this is kind of what it's really worth. And I would also say that most sellers have a number in their head, what they want to get to sell that business, what's important. And, you know, if it's not time, it's not time after you get evaluation done. But you can, you know, certainly look at growing the business or optimizing the business to enhance value. That in many ways is what happens through our SVP strategy optimization project that we do with our clients. And then, you know, you can come back and revisit it when fair value of the business is where you think it needs to be for whatever your life goals may be, to, you know, move on and do something else, or to retire, or to, you know, whatever that might be. Certainly we've had many of clients over the years, you know, go on to do other things, and they wanted to fund those other endeavors, whether it be opening a restaurant or opening a Taekwondo studio or a bike shop. And we've had clients do all of those things.
Absolutely. So if you do get in the right mindset and you are ready to sell and you are committed to go through the kind of into the entire process, Matt, I would love to understand, you know, where does the company have to be strategy-wise in order to embark upon a sell-side process?
Sure. I think that one of the best ways to think about that strategically is to identify the, you know, ideal acquisition prospect. You know, so, you know, who would be a great acquirer for my firm, and how does my strategy and my values and my competencies and my people, you know, add to, you know, that buyer's, you know, value and that buyer's organization. So being able to demonstrate that it isn't just by chance that an organization, a selling organization, has achieved the goals that they have, that also they've got a strategic plan that is going to carry through regardless of whether or not a sale actually occurs, right? You know, things can always go sideways. And being able to, A, demonstrate there's a plan and demonstrate that there's execution to that plan, even though a sell-side process is going on, just really demonstrates the, you know, the healthiness of the leadership team and the healthiness of the business. So I think that, you know, thinking about it in the context of who that ideal prospect, acquisition prospect is and how you're going to be additive to their business is a great strategy to take.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes a ton of sense, Matt. And even to circle a little bit back, this goes a little bit to strategy and a little bit about readiness. One of the first questions you'll be asked as a seller is, why are you planning the sale? So really think about that. And it could be, the strategy simply could be, I want to be able to grow the company together. And that can help fit this. I need to get someplace that I can't get alone. Or it could be, I'm retiring. It just, either one, it could be, buyers just want to have the story, your story, and it's, unless the company is cratered and I need to sell it for the distressed asset, almost any reason for selling is acceptable.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'll jump in, Ryan, real quick. I think that point around, you know, I'm retiring. I've gotten ready. This has been my life's work and I'm going to, realize the benefits of it. But that can't be a, hey, I'm retiring and giving up, right? No, it is, I have created sustainability in my business. My team, my leadership team is ready to carry forward. And that is what is going to be, you know, most interesting for a buyer, because we do see both sides of the equations, right, Ryan, where, you know, we've seen people who are just done and, you know, they're not going to be able to, you know, maximize the value that they've created, but even more so, they're limiting the opportunities for their team moving forward.
That's a great point. Mike, if I switch gears over to, financial readiness, Where does a company need to be in terms of financial performance in order to bring their firm to market?
Yeah, we strongly recommend that you dial the business strategy into one that at least at the profit level is contributing at the top quartile. And we think that's above about 13% EBITDA. More is better because all of the valuation models in our industry in IT services are built based on profitability. And that's a critical, critical thing to focus on and maintain. Obviously, if you're a growing firm and you're vibrant, and I think vibrancy is shown through being a top quartile firm that's growing in the top quartile amongst their peers, as well as producing profit in the top quartile amongst their peers, then you become very, very attractive and you can command higher multiples typically. I think where things become a disconnect is when you as a seller start to read about revenue multiples and confuse that with what your firm is worth. And then you're not very profitable or you're in single digit EBITDA profitability. And then you wonder why, you know, valuations or offers don't come in those ranges. And you should know that, you know, when revenue multiples are professed in our industry, it is simply as a matter of comparison, predominantly because most transactions occur between private companies in our industry. And when that happens, EBITDA is not disclosed. So we don't know necessarily what was paid. Now, a price or fair value comes when you have a willing buyer and a willing seller ready to, you know, pay a price. But there are some very specific norms that are followed, and in those norms, those are based on EBITDA. So optimizing profitability, positioning the business to be continuing to grow and be profitable is super important.
That's great, Mike. I think it's, when you think of that financial performance, I'll just add that you also need to have your numbers accounted for. So whether that's bringing in an accounting firm to help ensure your books are correct, or whether that's in hiring a bookkeeper or CFO, there's a lot that needs to be done because this process is tough. Matt or Michael, either of you, what does the seller need to be thinking about when it comes to simply the documents and the process of coming to market?
Sure, I'll jump in quick, and I know, Mike, you'll have additional thoughts. But, first that we'll refer back to that strategic plan, Ryan, where having a documented strategic plan demonstrates a healthy and well-led business. Mike can detail out the cleanliness of the financial documentation is obviously critical. You know, simpler things like having an org chart up to date and being ready to demonstrate key personnel within the organization is super important because, you know, an acquiring firm is not just looking at the CEO or the founder or whoever it may be at the top. They're really looking at the overall leadership team and health of the organization. You know, other things, obviously go to market plans, which is part of that overall strategic plan, marketing plans, customer history, pipeline, sales forecast, sales pipeline, everything that a well-run business should have in place is obviously needs to be prepared and ready to be shared as part of that sell side process. But Mike, you're an expert on the finance side. So what are some of the readiness pieces just specific to the financial organization?
Well, I think certainly having a standard chart of accounts, one as standard as can be, would be great. There's lots of standards in our industry that are professed, but, certainly understanding and being able to articulate that vis-a-vis a gold standard would be important. I think, being able to have full transparency in the numbers and making sure that they add up and that they foot. Sounds like a simple thing, but oftentimes we see sellers that don't want to be fully transparent with their numbers or their balance sheets aren't current. Or I could go down a variety of things that just are out of alignment. And you don't want to have any of that going on, right? You want to make sure that you've invested the time and energy in not only your business process as it relates to finance, but also in the rigor around, maintaining good records, so that it doesn't give, fear, uncertainty, and doubt a chance to creep in with a buyer, and look for a way to, beat down the confidence in what you've built and ultimately require, what would be a lower price to transact a deal.
What you'll be preparing will be used and seen by a number of people through a teaser document to start and with a longer confidential information memorandum. You'll hear called a SIM. Later. So be prepared to talk about that. I know, guys, we're a little bit short on time today for this podcast. So, Mike, I'll let you wrap it up. Perhaps we'll have our next episode to be continuing the discussion. But for Mike, what's your last parting thoughts to a seller who's what do they need to be ready for?
Yeah, Ryan, I would just tell you, be ready. Think about readiness. If you have questions about readiness, you certainly can drop us a note at importrevenuerocket.com and we'd be happy to answer any questions we can for you. We'd welcome the opportunity to engage in a conversation about how we could represent you to market if you're interested in selling. And likewise, feel free to use the resources that are on our website at revenuerocket.com. We have lots of seller resources that you can look at, including our valuation calculator to give you a rough idea of what your business is valued at. So with that, we'll tie a ribbon on it. For this week in June of 2021. We wish you guys all a great week and hope that you tune in next week. Take care.